What is up? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 61. Today we are doing the interview with Meli Rodriguez 13. She is a DJ from Costa Rica touring the United States, and we are asking her how she's been able to create that travel lifestyle and pursue her passion, as well as just how she's been able to run her personal brand. So whether you're a musician or not, you're still going to get something out of this interview because she has a lot of techniques for, you know, selling tickets and doing giveaways that could be applicable to selling other things. So sit back, relax, take some notes of this episode, and wait till minute 30 where she gives out some great information about how to effectively monitor giveaways. All right, enjoy the episode. All right, guys, I am here with Meli Rodriguez 13, also known as Meli Rodriguez in real life. She is a musician, DJ, producer, and we wanted to have her on this show because I've never talked to someone who does art in that way. Like this is going to be applicable if you're an artist or most personal brands or just solo influencers. This is going to be still very relevant. But Meli has been in the music biz for about 5 years now. Is that right?
Yes, we could say surviving professionally like 5 years. Like
okay, now. Got it. Yep, so for over 5 years. But I mean, music really starts when you're 2 years old and you start banging some pots and pans with some spoons. So sure, you had your early upbringings that led to some hints that that would be your future. But I wanted to have her on. She's at about 15,000 followers, but very highly engaged because she's built them in a very unique way. And she's used that following to help her sell concert tickets and all the other things that musicians would want to do. So Meli, how are you?
So great, Derek. Thank you so much for having me. This is like mind blowing for me because I've been following you for like a couple months already. And like, this is so great. Like, I'm super happy to be able to talk to you guys and maybe help other people that are trying to get to where, I mean, I'm not even halfway to where I want to be, but I got like the knowledge or whatever. So I'm here to help.
Yeah. I'm happy you reached out, and you just had a concert last night too. So make sure to not pick the 7:30 AM slot this morning, but how'd the concert go?
It was super fun. It was really, really great. Neon Baby Denver is super fun and like super cool and neon lights everywhere. And it was a great turnout as well. So it was, I'm really happy.
Very nice. You probably got some people over from Instagram too. I know you were telling me this morning that you're already getting DMs from people who saw the concert last night and building following from that way too. But before we get into the Instagram tips, tell us a little bit about, you know, how it got started for you when you made the decision to become a musician. What were you doing beforehand and what kind of pushed you over the edge?
Yeah. So when I was 16, I'm born and raised in San Jose, Costa Rica. And then when I was 16, I went to Austria as an exchange student. And that's where I kind of like started traveling the world and seeing all these opportunities. And like, I would always be DJing at the bars there, at the parties. And then I moved to Chile for 2 years where I graduated high school. I would still throw the parties at my, you know, my house, all of my friends' parties and stuff like that. And then I went to university in Spain, studied graphic design, which helped me a lot with all this music stuff and branding. And like, I knew I always wanted to be involved with like design and stuff like that. And then I kind of like decided to focus on myself, my name as a brand, as an artist, as a DJ. We moved back to Costa Rica. Me and my husband, we started our own record label. We started throwing proper parties like at the biggest clubs, and we started doing like free guest lists and stuff, which we will get into later. But that's kind of how I got into music. Before that, I used to work at a call center. You know, I was working customer service for Citibank. I was making good money, but I was not happy. And I wanted to like leave that life, inspire other people to follow their dreams and to just like to show them that it's possible. You know, it's hard, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. So that five years ago, is that when you started doing some of the local clubs and stuff, or exactly, had you already started doing that before that?
Yeah, no. Transition? So okay, right when we graduated university, we moved to Costa Rica from Spain. Okay. And that's where we started. I mean, I was like, it was like a 6 month gap of me working at customer service and all this stuff. And then I was like, okay, done. I'm going to like just dedicate 100% towards the music, whatever we make, we reinvest it. If we don't make anything, it was an investment in the end. It's like you plant the seed and then you just got to water the seed and then have patience and keep working hard. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely takes the passion behind it because you have to be
okay not getting paid for a while with whatever kind of passion you pursue, you
That's
know?
Like super hard to explain to a lot of artists, because they're like, I'm not making money. Like, I'm like, well, when did you start? Who are you, like, who are you reaching
yesterday.
Out to? Like, what are you? Yeah, seriously. Like, I'm not even making the big bucks yet. It's been 5 years, you know, I'm finally getting like being able to like stand up or whatever, but it's hard. And I'm not, that's the last thing I want to think about right now. Money. That's the last of my worries. Like, I'm just worried about people, engagement, like organic following and yeah.
And having fun in the process.
Having fun in the process. Yeah.
I mean, you've traveled quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about where you've been and your next couple trips that you have planned with this.
Yeah, so I started out doing gig swaps with like other. So I started reaching out to promoters all over the world. And the worst thing that could happen was that they would say no, right? So I started traveling all over the world, playing for free, you know, because nobody's gonna pay for someone that they have no idea who it is, right? So yeah, I was like just going everywhere playing. People would love it. Started talking to locals, you know, getting them to follow me on Instagram. And then when I would leave, they were on my Instagram. They would see that I'm traveling here and there and there. And then when I come back, they're like, hey, I've been following you on Instagram. Like, you've been growing. Like, oh. I'm like, yeah, it's nice to see you again after a year, you know. And then now this is my fourth year in Denver, for example. So it's awesome. Like,
yeah. That is pretty sweet. And you get to couch surf a little bit too with your followers.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And also people love seeing that like on my Instagram, you know, they love seeing like what's behind all these smiles on my photos. You know, it's like I'm at the airport and I'm exhausted, or I might have missed a flight and I'm crying and I just let it out to my people because a lot of it is being real 100%, just being super real. And a lot of people are scared or like embarrassed to like show that side of you on Instagram, but that's what people like. Like, that's what I like to see on another account. You know, I want to see their real life. If they're sad, I want to know if they're sad. And, like, maybe I'll message them and be like, hey, don't be sad. Like, you know? So
sure,
I'll
sure.
get, like, a lot of support and stuff like that. It's great. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
As a personal brand where a lot of your followers know who you are for outside of Instagram, that is why you're able to break the barrier on, like, letting them know what you're doing and like what's going on, because they do have you know, some general business on the account too. And for them, when they're just behind a logo, that's actually where you don't like that, where you kind of draw the line and you don't like let your personal life in. However, since you are a personal brand, just kind of clarifying that for some users, because some people are like,
yeah.
Wait, should they do it or not? I'm like, you know, you yes. But yes, because a lot of your followers know you beforehand, and we'll talk about how that's kind of how you have such a good engagement, is that they know who you are outside of Instagram, is a large part of that. And I know you do a lot of things where you see people in person and then you get them to follow you. So like, tell me a little bit about how you built your initial following with like some one follower at a time strategies.
Yes, always. Like, especially traveling alone, I feel like I just lost that, like, what do you call it? Like that scarediness, or I'm not afraid anymore to like, just go up to someone and talk to them, or to dance in the airport, you know, or to dance on the airplane. I asked a man like yesterday for my flight for Vegas, I asked him to record a video of me dancing. And it was like, this could be super embarrassing. I had people walking by staring at me, but I was like, this is going to get me like at least 500 likes on my Instagram, and it's going to be great. And I could put a music behind it that just got released. And like, for example, I'll take an Uber all the time, and then I'll talk to the Uber driver and I'll tell him I'm a DJ and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, hey, follow me on Instagram. I'll give you a ticket to my party I'm playing next Wednesday at Club Vinyl, for example. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get the DM. Hey, I'm your Uber driver. Great to meet you. You know? So it's like, awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, with Uber drivers, a lot of times that conversation just naturally happens
too.
It's easy. Not like
that's
the first thing you're saying when you get in the car.
Yeah. Hi, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, for example, at the shows I play, like even in the bathroom, like, you know, just talk to anybody or everybody. And hey, I'm Ellie. I'm actually playing like in a couple hours. Like, if you want to follow me on Instagram, let's link up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody likes to be followed too. So.
I know you've
reached
your limit.
Yeah, I have reached my limit. I'm having a lot of issues with that, but it's like, yeah, I'll figure it out.
You reached your limit on Facebook for friends too, because you follow like 7,500, 7,500 exactly following. And I know you've been trying to clean that up too.
It's so like, hard because like now I have like 7 new requests that are people that I met last night, but that I can't really follow back, but I want to because I met them last night and they were cool. And you know, I want to it's also like, also, this situation is weird because, like, a lot of people know what I'm up to, but I have no idea what they're up to. But they know all about my life, you know? So they come to me like, we're best friends, but I have really no idea who you are. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. Even people that have listened to the podcast for a while are already like, I think I know who you are. I'm like, yeah, you probably do, because I let a little too much character out on the podcast sometimes.
And that's the thing. Even when I started, like, with stories properly, my mom, you stopped calling me. I was like, Mom, why are you calling me? She's like, well, I've been seeing you on your Instagram. Like, you post every like 2 hours. Oh, and gotcha. Then whenever I don't post, she'll be like, Melly, you all right?
I know what you're doing, but you haven't posted you brushing your teeth in a while, yeah. Melly. You just want to make sure you've been brushing.
Seriously, dude, that will happen. So funny.
And when you came from Facebook too, you had 30,000 Facebook page likes as well.
Yeah.
And
so at the time I started with Facebook pretty much with, we were doing the events and Facebook was the tool that I used most for doing DMs, sending DMs to people, inboxes, looking for giveaways, ticket giveaways for festivals. And then I just see all the comments, literally right click new tab, copy paste the message. Hey, I'm playing on Friday. Here's a free ticket. Let me know if you want it. Like, and then I just added all these people that now 5 years later, you know, have like invited their friends and their friends invited their other friends. And now it's just like so many people. And now it's gotten to the point where I can just write on my status, hey, DM me for free tickets. And then they'll just DM me instead of me having to DM people. But I still have not given up and I still DM new people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll and dissect then, that entire ticket strategy too, because I know you. There's a couple ways that you do it, and we'll dissect how you do it with Instagram as well. With the 30,000 Facebook page likes, was that like you were getting a lot of engagement for a while, right?
Yeah, so we were doing the events and we were doing like giveaways for the events, and I was like, follow my Facebook page or you know tag my Facebook page, mm-hmm. blah blah. So that's kind of how I grew my Facebook, and then all these paid ads started coming out and the engagement completely dropped and it was crazy. And then Instagram came along and the stories started happening and all this stuff. And I was like, Instagram is awesome. And I'm always thinking about the new generation as well. So they don't even, the new generation, they barely use Facebook anyways. So I was like, how do I like send my traffic from Facebook to Instagram now? So it's like, all right, I'm just going to do a giveaway and have them follow me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then that's how it went. It's like a circle and then
simple.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why it's good to build on whatever social media is hot at the time, because it's not going to be like, oh, once it dies off, it was a waste of time. You'll be able to at least transfer that following for the most part. But you said something about like you posted the same thing on Facebook as on Instagram to like way less followers on Instagram
Your
Facebook page likes, and it still like got way more traction. Yeah, so
definitely, like even I'll post on my Facebook fan page and then I'll just repost it on my personal because I have 5,000 friends and then I have like 3,000 followers because I'm maxed out on friends. And then if people add me, they just automatically follow me.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to see that organically. Like I won't have to pay an ad to reach who knows who. And then, you know, every photo, every post is an ad in the end. And like, I just can't. It's just not for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because it's also really hard, this industry, and like making money and surviving, you know, it's whatever we make, we just reinvest it. And like, I don't mind eating pasta and bread all, you know, like I know like what I want. I have my goals pretty clear and I'm not giving up. And like, yeah.
Just next time when you're going on stage, if they're like, hey, can I get you a drink before you get out there? Just be like, yeah, definitely a drink. And then chicken sandwich. Fries
and
like
pizza, just, some fries.
You're gonna be on the stage, like
I'm a masseuse. Like,
yeah, most people just have a beer up there, and you're just like,
no.
Yeah,
but I swear that would not surprise you. Like, I would definitely get a burger. Like, even if my set was like 3 hours, I would definitely ask for a burger.
Throw fries to the audience. I think that would go over well.
That'd
at a
be
drop
awesome.
Or something. Okay, cool. So you got a lot of followers like in person too. And that's still something that you do. Like when you meet people, eventually Instagram is in the conversation, and then they're following you, like, for you as a person too, which, and for your music, because they probably came to your event. And then a lot of these Uber drivers, just eventually it adds up. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, so if people are looking to, like, get followers fast, like, no, that's not going to be the deal breaker. You don't want to just, like, Uber all around your town today and spend $300 to gain 7 followers. But it's just, you're going to be there anyway. So that's kind of, you built it slow but sure over time. And I really like one of the strategies you have about when you shout a place out with an effort of them adding that post to your story. Tell me a little bit about how that strategy looks.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Yeah, so pretty much, like, I travel all the time, right? So, like, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, the community manager for Hooters, for example, like, he's probably got, like, what's he doing? What's he up to? So I'm just going to go to Hooters. No, I love Hooters. Love the curly fries. I know it's super American, but yeah. And so I'll just go to Hooters, whatever, tag myself with some curly fries and, like, yummy, or, like, super, you know, just put a funny caption or whatever, or dance around with, like, I don't know, and then tag them, and there's a high probability that they're gonna repost me. And then Hooters has, like, I don't know how many 100,000 followers, so someone's gonna see that.
So they did, they, you have been reposted by them before?
Not necessarily. Okay. But I'm this is an example, like, I
got, gotcha,
off the top of my head right now. But even for, like, Planet, like, I've been going to Planet Fitness here in Denver, and I've been tagging them. They haven't reposted me, but I've been tagging them, you know, dancing in the mirror, like, you know, Planet Fitness, like,
uh-huh.
What the worst thing that can happen, like I said again, is no. Like, and I can't say this enough, like, don't be scared, don't be, like, afraid to just do silly stuff, because, like, that's what you got to do. Like, and also, like, for my Instagram, I was like, what do I do for content? Like, I need props. So I had this beautiful white dog, and she was beautiful. She was beautiful, and I had, like, the best photos. Like, I would be like, I would record the story with her next to me, like, so she'll be licking my uh-huh. cheek, and then I'll be, hey guys, this Friday, blah blah blah. So it's not just me telling them, it's like there's a beautiful white dog next to me, like, in my face, and it's super cute, and then I'm telling them all the info they need to know in 15 seconds, you know?
Yeah, having just that extra component.
And then what happened was, like, she passed away in September last year. She got bit by a snake, and that was in New York, and then
And
that was all on Instagram. So, like, it was really heavy for me and for all of my following. You know, they're all brokenhearted as me, like, as much as I was.
So your story is to tell a story.
Yeah, your story pretty much. Post.
When you're a personal brand, especially, then it literally is just to kind of tell your story.
Yeah. And then also, like, with my grandmother, she is so funny. Like, she, before she was like, Melly, don't film me. Like, oh my God, no. And now she'll grab the phone. She'll be like, hey guys, like, hope good Sunday. Cause like, we'll do a live, me and my grandma. And, like, there's people from, like, Ireland, hello from Ireland, or blah, blah, blah. And my grandma, I'm like, grandma, they're saying hi to you from Ireland. And she's like, Ireland, what are they doing there?
Uh-huh.
Like, she just has no idea, but she's so funny. Like, people love her. So even whenever I leave, they're like, Melly, we miss your grandma. Like, when are you going back to Costa Rica? We want to see her. Like,
that's
get her.
Funny, that's funny. So the, back to that, shouting places out to get reposted on their story. You're basically like, let's say you're at, like, a local restaurant or a gym, or it doesn't really matter where you are. They're looking for content too. And you know that. So you have to post something on your story either way, but you're going to tag, like, if another example scenario would be like, you're at a restaurant that has, like, 5,000 followers. What does that restaurant want to post? They want to post their customers having a good time. So you're like, I'll do that for you. I'm going to be the customer having a good time. And then when they see it, your philosophy is just that it's so easy for them to click add this post to story.
Exactly. It's so easy. And then whoever's viewing that, it's so easy for them to tap and be like, who's this silly girl dancing around eating a fry? You know, like, let's go check her out. And then they go to my profile and there's just quality content, you know, scrolling for like 3 years. You can scroll, or probably more than 3 years now. So it's awesome. And then also put the location, add some hashtags in that story too. Like every little thing counts, like every little thing.
What's been your experience with using hashtags on stories? Have you found that it used to work really well and it hasn't worked as much for you recently?
I feel like location works more.
Okay.
Like, I've been posting, like, I don't know, events, and they're like, I'll get messages like, hey, I saw this on your story and I'm here now. Like, you know? So yeah, it works really well. Hashtags, I've not seen that much action going on, but I'm sure people still see it. Like,
it will tell you if you got viewers from the hashtags on your story insights. Basically for me, I used to get a ton. And I even think when it first came out, you could put like 30 hashtags on your story, and then it became 3, and then it became 2. And now I think it's 1, but now, like, I used to hide that hashtag behind like a sticker or something. And now it only works if it's visible text. So I was wondering if like what you're seeing as well, but try that, do a location tag and then one single hashtag that's visible.
And also what is great for a music artist right now is the music app on Instagram. So I literally can search my name and my newest tracks are there, and then I can just put them on my story, which is awesome. So for all of you guys that don't know that, go on Instagram, search your name on your music app, and just like add your tracks to your stories.
Search your name. Oh, because it's the music thing that's tied to Spotify.
Yeah. So like whenever you want to add a sticker or something, there's like the music option, and then you can just search your name and search an artist and then choose it. And most of my songs are up there. You know?
It is linked to Spotify, because on my account that I don't have that email tied to my Spotify account, the music sticker is not there. So if you're on Spotify, then you should be able to find it. And they've made it really cool, that music app too, because you know how it has the lyrics display.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Instagram is the best tool. I can't even.
Yeah, especially for musicians and
artists. Yeah, and especially if like I say this all the time, I'm thinking 5 years ahead, you know, because I already did the 5 years and it worked. So like, I can't stress this enough. Just be patient. Keep working hard. Like, I don't have a 9-to-5. I have a 24/7 job, you know? Like, I'm never, like, I have to decide when to take the breaks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because the entrepreneur from Shark Tank, Lori is her name. She says, like, entrepreneurs are the only people who will work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week.
Seriously.
And it really is. I mean, we're all like, yeah, but eventually I'll be rich and I won't have to do anything. But the main thing is too, is like, even if nothing were to come from it, it's not like you're going to look back at these years of traveling like, well, that was all wasted. Like, you're having fun in the process.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
If you're not having fun, if you're not happy, then I don't know what you're doing. Like, that's the whole point. You know, I'm doing this because I love it, because it makes me happy, because I wake up and I'm excited. Like, you know?
Uh-huh. It's kind of living in fear or not, because there were fears that you had to get over of music, you know, music's competitive. There's this, so I don't know why I'm different. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know how easy it is to get gigs. I don't know what they pay and pay my bills and couch surf and, you know, all those things usually.
It is scary. And like they say, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. I'm scared every single day, but I know that's how I should be. Cause if not, I'd be in my comfort zone, and I do not want to be in my comfort zone. I have to be on the go all the time to make it globally, you know?
True that. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. And then another thing that I like that what you do, we all do giveaways. But I've realized every person I've brought on this show does a giveaway totally different. I do one totally different too. If you guys have seen my online webinar where I detail my giveaway, it's like a very long process. And yours is that unique because you could do your giveaways with like concert tickets too. But there's only so many people that follow you that like could actually attend that concert, right? So it's kind of hard to like get a ton of traction from it. But you've done a giveaway with drawings or like pictures. When I say drawings,
yeah,
the first time we were talking about this, you're like, I do giveaways with drawings, and I'm like, yeah, well, you do
giveaways.
But drawings as in a physical illustration. Tell me about how.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love art. I follow all these artists on Instagram, and like, I was like, why don't I just start DMing people and like asking them to collab? The worst thing that can happen is that they say no. Right. So most of them say yes. Like, I'll find accounts with like 400, 500,000 followers. And I'm like, hey, I absolutely love your art. This is what's up. Like we can collab together. So you make an illustration of me. I'll post that illustration on my account, tag you, we can do a giveaway saying that you're going to make an illustration of whoever wins, whoever comments, posts this on their story, in like 3 steps max, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then tag 2 friends maximum or something like that. And then that way, like, I have a cool illustration. I have great content for my Instagram. People are excited because they want an illustration of themselves and they're following the artist's account. So everybody's winning pretty much.
An illustration of themselves? Or like for them.
Of themselves, yeah. I mean, they can choose if they want it of their grandmother or of them, you know. They can just tell the artist. Okay.
So it depends on the artist, but you've done it before with someone who does like face illustration. So you're like, hey, giveaway. So you found someone with like 400 or 500 followers.
Yeah, so for example, I just recently reconnected with my girlfriend from university. Her Instagram handle is Deministro, and she has probably 200 followers, something like that. And I was like, Demi, like, I can help you, you know, like, come on. So she was like, oh my God, yeah, amazing. I didn't even think about it. She's been trying to do drop shipping and all that stuff, you know? And I'm like, well, let me help you get some followers, like, and you give me some art. So we started, and she's over, like, I don't know if she's at like 500 already, but, and then, so thanks to me, like, she called up with another, one of my girlfriends, Nati Valderrama, who's a health coach in Chile. She has like 60,000 followers. So she did another giveaway. So like, Dami is growing now, thanks to, you know, it's all about that collab with artists. Like, it's all about working with people and like trying to, you help me, I help you. That's how it works, you know?
Find people who have what you need and need what you have.
Yeah, I mean, many times are like, formula. Oh, it's $20 for an illustration. I'm like, all right, I understand, like, completely respect that. But, you know, some people will understand, some people don't. And like, if you're an illustrator and you're listening to this, do it. Like, yep. I mean, you can even, so she started reaching out to her mentors, to her, like, people that she looked up to. So she made illustrations of them, tagged them. And she was like, oh my God, Melly, like, this person commented on my photo. Like, they're my idols, you know, like.
Uh-huh. So she drew like a picture of someone with a lot of followers and like tagged them in their stories. Exactly. And that would be a very good way. Cause like, that would be exactly what that person wants to share too. You're just kind of create content for people that have a lot of followers that are who you're looking for. Tag them for the chance of getting added to their story.
I'll be telling her, like, don't worry about the money right now. Just like call it as much as you can and the money will flow eventually. Like, you're a great artist, you know, just keep doing your work and like great creating your grid and like whatever be constant and all that stuff and everything else will come.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Cool. So just to make sure I understand that exact process, basically you're finding someone with great content, a little following, and then, you know, they're an artist or something else, that whatever it is that's just semi-related to your industry. Because your music and it's art, like, I know that digital, you know, cool designs, and it's not necessarily an illustration of that person's face, right? It could be like a picture that's already drawn or whatever. Then you reach out to the artist, say, hey, I'm going to do a giveaway for that piece of art. They can like the post, follow both of us, tag a few friends to enter. And then after a week or so, we'll all announce the winner and they can ship it out. Or if it's digital design, they can email it.
Exactly.
Got it? Exactly. Okay. Perfect. Yep. Perfect.
And then sometimes I'll even throw in like the illustration with a t-shirt and a sticker and backstage ticket to my party.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, depends where I'm at right now or whatever, but yeah. Well, there's many, many possibilities that you can do with giveaways, and people love giveaways. Mm-hmm. And like, make sure you show them like how you made the raffle or whatever. Like, there's an app where you can just choose a winner, pick a winner and stuff like that. And then once they see that people are random, people are actually winning, like it's a real thing, they're like, oh, this is a real raffle. Because like many times you're participating and it's like fake, you know, like, I mean, it's happened, you know.
You never hear about if you won or not.
Yeah, you just never hear about it.
It's not really real for people until they learn that they won or lost. If you just contact the winner, then everyone else is like, who won? And like, oh, you didn't win, but yeah.
And then so whoever, like, I just, we did a giveaway of a hoodie last week, and that person already received it yesterday. That person took a photo of the hoodie, tagged us, and they were like, thank you so much, you know. So I reposted that, and everyone was like, oh, she won the hoodie. Oh, when's the next giveaway?
What is that app you use?
Let me see. It's called...
Oh, it's on the computer?
Yeah, it's just called like Instagram, whatever, draw or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much you put the link of the photo, and then it just randomly picks. Sorry, I have to get my charger. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I want to find out what that app is. I just type in Google random number generator and like use it. Like Google has one. You don't have to like go to a different web page. What you're saying is that this can you list like the picture?
You just literally put the URL of the photo, and then it automatically just like searches for all the comments, and you can even put like ignore repeated comments and stuff like that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you didn't know about this?
No, I did not.
Oh,
it's the funny. There's still like little things that are like basic on the grand scale of things that I just haven't run into yet. And then people know about it, just like you, and you're like, what? You don't do that? Perfect. This is going to be worth it in itself from this, because that's something that a lot of people struggle with when they're getting like, you know, they do comments as an entry. Then they have to count them all after. So you're telling me this thing like counts comments for you?
Yeah. And it even eliminates repeated comments and everything. Like you don't have to. I'll just like get my phone and record a story of the like computer choosing the winner, you know? Let me look for the random comment. So it's commentpicker.com.
Okay.
Commentpicker.com. You just log in with your Instagram, enter the URL, and then you just click pick random winner, and then does it for you. I'm going to send you the link through here.
The URL of that Instagram post.
Yes.
Then is what you're using. Okay. Log in. Okay, Instagram tools. I was just kind of taking a look at it too. I'll more get into it. I always do a recap episode, so that's when I'll more dive into that. If you guys want to learn more about it, I'll figure it out and by next week and have that on the next episode where I recap what we're talking about and dive in a little bit further on some things. One of the biggest things, so we'll kind of conclude with this being your – what I feel like is the main thing that you do as a musician that – you know, satisfies exactly what you want as far as like more followers and people actually attending your show. And that's your DM for free tickets strategy. There's a couple different ways that you can do it too, but break it down in a simple way first. And then you can kind of let me know of some of the other little, you know, bells and whistles that you added later.
Yeah. So we started with our first party, and we were like, let's do it free party, whatever. And then, but not free, you know, free guest list. So it's not a free party. The party, there is a cover charge. But if you're on that guest list, you're going to feel special. You know what I mean? So I started.
So they still pay the cover charge when they get there?
No. Okay. Let's say it's free before midnight. So after midnight, it's $5 or something like that. So they do have to make line. They do have to, you know. And I'm like, well, if you don't want to make line, just pay. So it's like they can't really complain either, because it's like a free ticket and, like, you know. And then, so yeah, I just started literally just shooting DMs like crazy. Like I said, looking for posts that are doing giveaways that are related to music, that are related to whatever you're focused on, DMing them and then inviting them to my party. Most of the people will say yes to a free ticket at a great club, you know? And then that's literally like month after month after month. Like I just started doing really, really big guest lists. We were having over 1,200 people in like for free, you know, and I would be working the door as well. So they had already DM'd me, or I had DM'd them, and then they'd come to the door and I'm like, what guest list are you on or whatever. And then they'd recognize me and be like, hey, Melly, like, it's so great to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And like, this is month after we had a monthly residency for the last 4 years.
So these are like, this is your own guest list that you're putting them on. Okay. It's not. So I basically, the concert venues typically give you free tickets to give people. Is that right? Okay. Yes. And you, a lot of the times, or is it like every time that you also get paid a little bit?
You choose what you want to, like how you want to negotiate the night, but I always choose free tickets because I'd rather have a club, a full club, than an empty club that has 300 people that paid and I made money. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I just rather have a full club. And then what I do invest in is in photography and video. Like, that's an essential that I do for every single show because content is what's most important right now. And if I have a photo playing in front of 2,000 people and I put it on my profile, it looks great, you know?
Yeah.
And then people want to come to that party and then people talk and, you know? Also, design-wise, like, I started designing things that were not black and white underground techno. It was pink and yellow. All like targeted towards the young audience, the young kids that 5 years ago did not have money for anything, but now they're buying, they're the ones that are paying for bottle service, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I like that. So you've got that long-term vision with it too. Like, even if they're 18 now and it's a 21 plus club, like they will be there eventually and I'll still be here.
18 plus. So.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. It's usually 18 plus, but if they're 15, keep following. You'll be there.
Yeah. I mean, I get those like, hey, it's like, I'm 17. I'm going to like, I can't wait till I'm 18 and I can go see you at Burton. Like, you know, it's like, yeah. Awesome. Happy birthday. Also, it's very, I get very personal. Like, I'll post like, hey, whose birthday is it in the month of July? And then I'll get DMs of people, hey, it's my birthday. So I'll make personal profile pictures for them for the party. Like, come celebrate my birthday party at this place. So sometimes I'll be stuck making like 20 birthday profile photos, you know, but it's worth it. Like at the end, like.
You're making content for them to share.
Exactly.
Because you know that if they just say, hey, I'm going here, like it's just not going to work based off of.
Especially birthdays, you know, birthdays is the one thing that your friends cannot say no to. It's your birthday. They're all going to come to your birthday party, you know?
Yep. The true ones.
So yeah, I make content and I'm glad that I'm a graphic designer and I just have the template, you know, I can just put in the photo and fly by and just send it to them and they'll post it on their story, you know? My birthday, blah blah blah, with the logo of the party and the colors, and sometimes I'll even make videos. Like, it's so easy, just like to make great content for just stories that are gonna disappear, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of just using your graphic design ability to make it look like you've played Red Rocks and huge events, and then you can just cut right to the top, or at least give people the perception
fake it till you make it or whatever
that you're there. I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, just put like an extra couple thousand people in your audience or whatever. Just copy paste the audience. With the DM tickets too, let me make sure I get this right. So you'll post on your story, like DM me if you want free tickets to this event, but then you'll also, let's say you're going to Denver, how are you finding these Denver people to reach out to send a DM? Are you finding them through a hashtag or?
So pretty much, like, I got to Denver as well. I deleted, I don't know how many people on my Facebook, and I just went on the scene, added all these people on my Facebook that I don't really talk to, but I know are looking at my profile. I'll go to Club Vinyl on Instagram and, like, follow.
How do you know they were looking at your profile?
Sorry? Oh, because, like, if I post, like, hey, I'm playing at Vinyl, they'll be like, hey, I heard about you, and they'll comment on the post. I'm like,
gotcha.
Oh, cool. Like, great, you know? And then, for example, yeah, I'll go on Club Vinyl and I'll see the latest post and maybe it has 80 likes. I'll go through that, see people, maybe DM them, be like, hey, I'm playing this time. Maybe I have a small guest list because it's not my party. It's just me playing, but I still have a small guest list. And for example, I went to King Supers and the cashier dude, I'm like, yeah, I'm a DJ. Oh, he was like, do you have a member's card? I'm like, no, I'm just visiting town. And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, all right, time to shine. So I'm like, yeah, playing this Saturday at Club Vinyl. He's like, no way, I love raves, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course, hit me up on Instagram. I'll get you for guest list, like, no problem. So then I got the DM. Hey, this is Joe from King Supers, you know? And he came up with four of his friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's as simple as that.
That makes it super worth it right there. You got to be okay just letting people know who you are. But I know there's like a fine line of like, you know, you don't want to just like come across as like that's your whole thing is just to try to like get people to, you know, attend your shows
it's about the vibe and like, you know, just being cool with it, not like pushing it at all, just being natural and like being super natural. But it's like, hey, yeah, this is what's up, like visiting town, whatever, like
totally. And you can kind of tell like this would probably be someone who would want to concert. They do have dreadlocks,
you can,
so
you can see it. You can vibe and see and measure and
So the DM for free tickets, last thing about that, so basically then you're sending them like, okay, you'll be on the guest list, just come see me outside, I'll be waiting for you outside, you have to be here by this time.
Yeah, so for example, now my last party was August 23rd in Costa Rica, and that was the biggest guest list I've ever made in my life, which was 600 people, just on my guest list, and then we have other guest lists from other hosts and stuff like that, and then I'll work the door from 10 to midnight. The guest list closes at midnight. So I'll be posting like most of the time, hey guys, guest list closes at midnight. If you don't want to make line, make sure you pay. That's it. Like good vibes, like no complaints. Like, yeah, it's all great. Like people just follow the steps on my Instagram. Like, hey, my new, like it's gotten to the point where it's every month, the party. So people know already, like, just this is also a great opportunity to grow your Facebook event. So like send traffic from Instagram to Facebook by just making them click attending on the Facebook event page.
Gotcha.
So you have to click attending on the Facebook event page, share the flyer on your story, and like, I don't know, one more step.
Oh, and then they get on the guest list.
And then they get on the guest list.
Okay. Yeah, those are the two steps, or are there more steps to that?
We can say those are the two steps sometimes.
Okay.
I try to make it as simple as possible, but I'm trying to have them click attending on Facebook, because then we have on Facebook over 800 people attending. That was organically done, you know? So then if you go on my Facebook profile fan page and you click on events, you can see every single month, and there's like minimum 700 people on each event. It has gone drastically down, like since like 4 years ago to now. Like 4 years ago, it was almost 1,800 people on the event page, and now it's 800. You know,
just because Facebook's engagement.
I feel that's the problem. Like, just Facebook overall has just gone like down. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. But still making it happen. Obviously Instagram took over and is better than Facebook ever was for you. So basically just to recap that, you're saying if you want a free ticket, just attend the event, post it on your story, and then you'll be on the guest list. So you are creating, you know, in order for them to get free access, you might as well make a viral nature to your post in order for them to enter.
Yeah. And I am personally answering all of the DMs, you know, so it's a lot. It's very, very time consuming too. Like I'll be like, hey, did you click attending on the event? Just to make sure, you know, because every little number counts, you know,
mm-hmm.
every single number counts. So yeah, I'll just be answering DMs, be like, all right, you guys are on guest list. Just make sure you click attending on the Facebook page, you know? So just.
Because as soon as they put attending, all their friends can see.
Exactly. Yeah. Most of the people are very thankful for the free ticket. So they're like, yeah, sure, of course. And I'm like, thanks for the support. Without you guys, I would not be here, you know? And they mm-hmm. love that. They love being a part of my growth too.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Apart from following you on Instagram, Melly Rodriguez 13, so that's Meli Rodriguez 13, what are some like the upcoming events that you have? What are other ways that people can get in touch with you?
So on most socials, I'm just Melly Rodriguez. The funny thing about Instagram is like there's another girl that's Melly Rodriguez. She has like probably 100 followers. And I reached out to her many times. I'm like, hey, like, I will even pay you for your Instagram handle. Like, please. And she's like, no, just put DJ Melly Rodriguez. Or like, you know, so I'm like, girl, I just want my name. Like, but you know, it's hard with that. So that's like, I put 13. 13 is my lucky number. But yeah, you guys can find me on Spotify, SoundCloud, Beatport, everywhere at just Melly Rodriguez.
Where are your next few shows at?
Yeah, so I'm playing this Sunday at Lodos at the Rooftop. And then I'm playing October 19th in Amsterdam for Amsterdam Dance Event at the Smile Creations Music Showcase. And I can't really talk about what's coming up next. I know I can tell you that I'm going to Costa Rica in January, and then I'm going to Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay in March. And I will probably be back in the States in August for Burning Man.
Okay, cool. So Lodos, the one in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice. Maybe I'll have to come too. Send me. I'll do the steps to get the free ticket.
Yeah.
Nice. For sure. Well, awesome, Melly. It's been awesome having you on. I'm going to be coming out with the recap episode of this soon too. Again, thanks again.
Thank you so much. And if anybody needs some help or anything, they can just reach out. I'm super happy to help because I know I would have loved the help the 5 years ago, you know? So I'm here to help in any way I can and collab or whatever. And yeah, thank you so much. You're awesome. And I love your podcast and I can't wait to hear myself on it.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Well, you have a great one, Melly. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Cool.
Bye.
So that's the interview with Melly Rodriguez. Hopefully you guys liked that as much as I did. If you have any questions for me or Melly, just message her at MellyRodriguez13 or me at IGM Secrets. Stay tuned for some more interviews with influencers from various different industries. I think it's really interesting that we dissect each of these different industries so we can learn the techniques that are unique to all of those. So if you've got someone that you think should be interviewed on the podcast, also be sure to let me know. And reviews and subscribes are much appreciated if you find the chance. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next week for the recap interview.